It's EV News briefly for Friday, the 12th of April. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full show, Patreon supporters get these shows as soon as they're ready and ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. Polestar reported their first quarter results, down slightly from the same quarter last year as they await new models to hit the market. 7,200 Polestars arriving on the roads in Q1. Polestar 3 global delivery start now this quarter, and the Polestar 4 will arrive for European and Australian customers from August. So a big year ahead for Polestar. Ford is offering an extra $1,500 to buy a Ford F-150 Lightning if you are coming from a Tesla. If you're the current owner or you lease a Tesla, you get the extra incentive on top of what is already some really big retail cash bonuses of up to $12,500. The Lariat trim, by the way, is fantastic on the Ford F-150 Lightning. I think great value for money, but they got some new trims in there which might be the sweet spot for you, a little bit more affordable. Have a look. Australia is welcoming the first right-hand drive versions of the F-150 Lightning. What? Hello? We're right-hand drive in the UK. Are we going to get them? Brilliant news for my listeners down under. Fantastic right-hand drive Ford F-150 Lightnings. We get a Raptor. No, we don't. Not Raptor. Ranger plug-in hybrid with an EcoBoost engine and a 17 kilowatt-hour battery that arrives this year, I think, with Pro Power on board. But heck, if we could get the Lightning. Holy moly. Yes, please. Customers should get that. They need more information in the next week to 2 weeks in Australia. Tesla is expanding the Model Y lineup in Europe with the big battery rear-wheel drive variant, officially 600 kilometers of range. That is only on the 19-inch wheels, but either way, of course, it's coming out of the Grünheide factory in Germany. A fourth Model Y option for you to go for. It's the one I would go for, by the way. Get the range. I don't need all-wheel drive in the climate that we have, and I don't need the performance of all-wheel drive. But if you can get the range, get the range. Tesla is at a crossroads, and one of the biggest proponents of the business, one of the biggest investors, a long-standing advocate of Tesla, Dan Ives of Wedbush, has issued a stunning rebuke to the CEO, Elon Musk, and given him 2 weeks to address concerns, and he wants to hear a strategy from Elon Musk on the earnings call on April 23rd about how the company's going to go forward. He says that they had built in 60% of future growth around the $25,000 so-called Model 2 affordable model, which press reports say has been delayed or even ditched in favor of robo-taxis. That appears to be corroborated because Mr. Musk said robo-taxi announcement 8th of the 8th. He also denied the Reuters report this time last week. But this particular analyst, who's very, very pro-Tesla, says that there's increased competition in China and he wants to hear Elon Musk a bit more engaged as a CEO in Tesla rather than social media or building AI companies outside of Tesla. Well, Tesla's Swedish strikes continue. I was seeing on a Twitter space that Elon Musk said yesterday that the strike is, the storm has passed. Well, that comment was heard by Jesper Pettersson from the Swedish union IF Metall and said it's very much not passed, it's ongoing and we're looking to escalate. Formula E is postponing in-race mid-race charging, and that's a good thing because what a kind of crazy idea that is. I mean, you only get like 4 kilowatt hours added for quite a long pit stop, and you just don't need to add pit stops to Formula E. They were trying to do it for whatever reason, but they can't get the technology to work, so it's been cancelled for now. Two influential EU reports have come out from the European Union, which say they're going to look closely at why the real-world efficiency of plug-in hybrids is so different from the lab test, the official results of the efficiency of plug-in hybrids, and that could filter through to the cars on sale by 2026. And that's briefly